All right, why don't we go ahead and start? I know Commissioner Fish
is here. He'll be here momentarily. So we are back today to follow up on the May 24th session. Just a reminder that the record is closed and no further testimony will be accepted. Sue, can you please read both items 538 and item 539?
538, adopt the Central City 2035 plan. Amend the comprehensive plan map, transportation system plan, Willamette Greenway plan, scenic resources protection plan, zoning map, and Title 33. Authorize adoption of administration rules, repeal and replace prior central city plans and documents. 539. Amend the central city plan district of the zoning code to increase bonus heights and impose master plan requirements in certain River Place sub areas.
Very good. Sally, do you want to go ahead and kick us off today?
Yes, thank you very much. So on May 24th, Council took a number of actions to move Central City 2035 toward final adoption. But there are a few additional items that we need to accomplish today to prepare us for that final vote on June 6th. All of the items today relate to the requirement for a shadow study adjacent to parks and open spaces. One relates to the main ordinance and one to the River Place Ordinance. And then I understand Commissioner Fritz has an amendment or two that she'd like to introduce. So you have a packet in front of you dated May 30th, 2018, revised, and that contains these amendments. Also, just as a reminder, all 25 boxes of the legal record are in the balcony today. So thank you so much.
First of all, I hope the balcony holds up. And I will get to Commissioner Fritz's amendment or amendments in just a moment, but I'd like to begin today by withdrawing my motion on what we referred to as Technical Amendment 9 to the Maine Central City 2035 Ordinance, and that was from the May 24th meeting. And the reason for that is that staff has a new, simpler proposal to address the shadow study that we identified. And I understand, Rachel, you're going to describe the new amendment. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you. Rachel Hoy with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. So the amendment on the table, as mentioned, through the Central City 2035 plan, we've added more parks and open spaces that will be required to conduct a shadow study. This came out of the West Quadrant planning process. The requirement was expanded north of Burnside. Since the 80s, we've had the requirement along the park blocks. And so we looked throughout the West Quadrant, and from that public process, it was determined expanding the requirement to other parks and open spaces would be valuable. So what this amendment does is it clarifies that the requirement applies to properties with both base and bonus height. So we needed to add the requirement to both maps. We have two new height maps. We have a base height map and a bonus height map. So that's part of the requirement to add it to those maps. And as I said, it's also to apply it to properties that have both just a base height and those properties that also have base plus a bonus height. The changes we've made also confirm that the shadow analysis is adjustable. And we've added some language to confirm as well that you cannot adjust heights on your map. So base heights are prohibited from being adjusted, and bonus heights are prohibited from being adjusted. And the code has read that before. This was just clarifying and confirming by clearly noting in the code what's adjustable and what's not.
Very good. I move this amendment, which includes amended commentary, code, and maps is shown in the May 30th, 2018 BPS memo, which everybody should have in front of them.
Second.
And we have a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Any discussion on this item?
I'm sorry, is this the whole of this packet that you just gave me?
I'm sorry?
Is this this whole packet that I just got?
Yes, so the packet here, starting on page 3, at the bottom of the page, it's the full, I should have mentioned, it's the full height section, which is quite a bit of code, but we've grayed, we've highlighted the few areas where the changes needed to be made that I just mentioned, as well as the height maps are included in the packet, which reflect those changes.
So, Commissioner Fritz, if I may, I think if you're trying to clarify, I believe it's pages 3 through 15 of the packet that you have. So it's Amendment A of that packet, which is sponsored by the mayor, not Amendment B, which is on the last page of or page 16 of the packet.
And I was obviously focused on something else. Have I had this before?
This is an update to the amendment number 9 that Mayor Wheeler referred to. Staff, as that's been removed, this is a replacement. We've simplified it, and we've highlighted for you the areas and the maps where the code needed to be updated to apply the shadow study to properties with base heights as well as properties with bonus heights.
But all of this that's underlined, I've seen that before. The only new part is the shaded.
That's correct. Everything that's underlined, yes, it has been in the recommended draft that has been before council.
Okay, thank you. Well, right, okay.
Sue, could you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Amendments adopted. Now moving on, I understand Commissioner Fritz has an amendment or amendments.
I do, and I understand that Rachel has part of it to hand out for me the language.
Yes.
And then
correct. These
are the shadow studies that the Bureau has recommended together for me.
And each person gets one packet?
Yeah.
Okay. There's one extra here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have a copy for the record, Sue. So this is with respect to the Lansu Chinese Garden that was discussed last week. And my previous amendment was to say that for Lansu Chinese Garden, the adjustments to the shade study are prohibited. And I would like to withdraw that amendment because it's absolutely meaningless. And the shading of the Lansu Chinese Garden isn't at the particular times that are specified in the rest of the code. If you look at the smaller document showing the shade studies at 4 p.m. on June 21st and 5 p.m. on June 21st, particularly 5 p.m. on June 21st. So if you could just put this forward, have this so that the cameras can see it, please. Can you make it so that I'm withdrawing this amendment that's on the screen right now? Because none of those...
No. Can you take the PowerPoint down so that the camera is on?
Oh,
Commissioner
I'm sorry.
Fritz?
Of course.
Yeah.
So that's the amendment I'm withdrawing because adjustments being prohibited doesn't make a hill of beans because there isn't any shadow at those particular times. The challenge is for the garden that the shadow from the new building is at 4 and 5 and 6 o'clock, with the most shadow being at 5 o'clock. So, yes, I know it's open until 7 o'clock, but if it's okay at 5 o'clock, it'll be okay at 7 o'clock. So that's why I have a new amendment, which you just got, did you? Yes. And that is for the shadow study to basically be the same as before, except adding, limiting the shadow analysis to 20% of the adjacent open space at any hour of the day, June 21st and September 21st. And you'll notice that I have not made this with adjustments being prohibited. So somebody who wanted to shade the garden more than 20% at any time of the day could come to council or could ask the Historic Landmarks Commission and the council to do that.
And Commissioner Fritz, if I just may, to clarify, everything that's shaded here under the standard that Commissioner Fritz has passed out, it's just C1A, which Commissioner Fritz read, which is the new information. Everything else that is shaded is the same as the existing dates and times.
So could I get a second to my amendment, please?
I'll second it for discussion purposes, but I have a bunch of questions about this. First of all, are we looking at 200 feet here in this picture? What are we looking at?
Yes, that's 200 feet.
Okay, and currently, under current zoning, what is allowed?
450, and that was for the last several years.
Okay,
we have been
working to
make sure that the heights were consistent with the historic district and with not shading the Chinese garden.
Okay, so I'm looking at the shadow analysis that you sent around yesterday, and it shows 200 feet, it shows 160 feet, and on these analyses, there's really no difference that I can see between 160 feet and 200 feet.
Correct. It's very different. Very little.
So,
because the issue is it's not shaded at 3 o'clock, which is what's currently specified in the code. The issue is it's shaded at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Okay, so here's my question. Do we have a picture for 160 feet versus the 200 at this particular time scenario?
So
because there's very little difference on the other scenarios. I'm wondering how significant the difference is on this scenario.
We did not do the 4 and 5 o'clock for 160 feet. We just were trying to get at least one version of that done, so we went with 200, which is what was on the table. It would be less than what you see, but we don't know the exact percentages.
But it would still cast shade.
Yes.
At that particular hour on that date.
Yes. If you look at the analysis that we provided earlier, at 3 p.m. on, it's March, let me get to the right one. Excuse me. September 21st at 3 p.m., 160 feet does 10%. But we did not do, and 200 feet does 12%.
Okay, so, and if I could just ask a follow-up question, then I'll cede to Commissioner Fish. In our conversations, you had indicated you created a worst-case scenario on this block. Could you explain what you meant by that?
Yes, I believe you all have copies of these sort of massing diagrams. That where we put the tower on that block is in the southeast corner. So if you're trying to cast shade on something adjacent, south and east are where you're going to have your most impactful shadows. And we put it there because the west side of that block is where the contributing structures are. So when we originally started this analysis, we were trying to think, let's give it height and see how much you can build, protect the park, but also create the opportunity maybe to preserve those structures. You could conceivably, like is proposed on block 33, push all the height to the west and it would cast less shadows to the west, or to the east, sorry, onto the Lansu.
Well, I have two questions, Joe. One, I'm somewhat familiar with this discussion in the context of what we did at Bug Clark Commons, because the building could have been on Broadway or on the back side of the lot, and there was a question about where you put it to maximize urban form. Putting the return on investment aside for a second, is there a stronger argument to put it on the west side to maintain urban form along that corridor, or is there just as much an argument that it be on the east side now that we have given height increases to the four adjacent blocks, to 33?
Commissioner, putting it on the west side puts it close to places where we've already built tall buildings, so that's responsive to that and sort of mitigates or lowers the height, which is a problem for us on the parts of the block where its adjacent frontages are shorter. We just adopted design guidelines for Chinatown. I'm not really sure. This is just a massing. This is not a building. I haven't thought about. We haven't examined that in detail. What would happen with the amendment is A building proposed on this site and two other sites would go to the Landmarks Commission in this case because the block is in the historic district. The Landmarks Commission would apply those guidelines that we just adopted. The Landmarks Commission would also examine the shadow analysis, which is a standard that exists separately from the design guidelines. At 20%, if a building was going to, at any time during the day, it's very, for a 200-foot building for sure, the Landmarks Commission is going to have to give an adjustment of some sort, probably. We just don't know because we haven't done all the different permutations. And they have the ability to adjust that standard. And what that means is they're going to say it doesn't meet the 20% shading standard, but it does these things that we feel mitigate that somehow. And on balance with the other guidelines and things we're trying to accomplish in the district, we can accept this adjustment to 25%, say, for instance. That's the level of adjustment that you're usually talking about. So that's what would happen, and if that was not acceptable as a result to the applicant, it would be appealed, and it would come to you all because it would be a Type 3 permit, and you would all have the same discussion. So the one thing it doesn't, like the question we have that is inherent in the proposition that Commissioner Fritz has put on the table is that there's a level of shading on Land Sioux Gardens that's acceptable to us, and it's less than 75% at 3 p.m. on those dates. But and Commissioner Fritz is proposing it's 20%. But we haven't objectively looked at that one way or the other to say what's the right number. We haven't objectively looked at it to say, what's the impact on the development around it? Like, how big of a building could you build under that standard? Because in part, we would want to give both the Landmarks Commission and the City Council a sense of what to base your decision down the road on how much shading to allow. What would you base that on? You know, 20%, it can't meet, 75% is too much. Where's the right spot? So that work has not been done. But that's the principle that's embedded in Commissioner Fritz's amendment.
Mayor.
Commissioner Daly.
Well, Joe, thank you for that explanation. I'm somewhat relieved that you are not prepared to extrapolate backwards from this restriction and tell us what kind of building we could build, because I'm not either, and that would be my number one question. I want to make it clear that I'm very committed to protecting the garden. I can't imagine a scenario where City Council would be willing to sacrifice such a valuable asset and a community amenity and a cultural landmark. I'm not concerned with the impact on the property owner or developer as much as I'm concerned with affording the Landmarks Commission the flexibility that they need to allow the best scenario possible for the garden and for the adjoining blocks or block.
And Commissioner, that's why I am not making it adjustments prohibited.
Joe, can I ask you two questions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, the only reason we're having this conversation, I think, is that last week, clock struck midnight, we extended the height increase to adjacent parcels. And on the diagram we have, I guess I'm a little confused. What are the parcels that now get the additional height in addition to Menasche? What are the four parcels that are in play?
Four parcels.
Four blocks.
The shadow analysis applies to properties on the west, the southwest, and the south side of the park you're trying to protect,
right?
Because that's where the shadows come from in our part of the globe.
You don't go one block. You don't go one.
We don't do the east. We don't do the north.
So, but what are the? Can you just tell me off of this diagram that we have, which are the blocks that we extended the additional height to?
The additional height is just extended to the block with the red tower, Mayor, Commissioner, and it's the whole block, though. And if you look at
page two
of your packet, you're going to see a block from third to fifth. It's four blocks there. I'm sorry, I was misunderstanding your question.
Right.
It's from third to fifth, from Everett to Gleason. Those four blocks get 200 feet. The blocks that are adjacent to Lansu, amongst those blocks, the only one that would trigger the shade analysis is the block at third and Everett. And then also, though, if you're looking at that map on page two, you see that the shading is applied to the southwest corner and to the southern edge of Lansu. We do shade analysis for all of those, too. Those are limited to 100 feet, and we did the analysis, and it would be hard for them not to pass the standard. So we think that's it works for those properties. It's really the third and Everett block that's the issue.
And if at some point in the future Mr. Menasche decides to develop his lot, at this point I think he would be perfectly understandable if he just sold the lot and moved to Hawaii. But if he did choose to develop his lot, it would likely raise issues at historic landmarks. Those could come to us. Could we, at that point, as a condition of approval, modify the shadow analysis?
Yes. Yeah. The same sort of set of considerations on appeal and that the Landmarks Commission considered would come to you all. You all would be the judges in that case, like you just.
So we'd have another bite at the apple if we chose to go with the mayor's amendment and later. Evaluated what if assuming something came to us on appeal, evaluated that recommendation based on things like shadow analysis.
I believe you would. The building would your grounds for doing it would be a little less, but I believe you would still have the ability to. Affect the design of the building. See, technically, if it was set to 75% and 3 p.m., those two dates, what our analysis shows is that you can design a 200-foot building and it'll meet that standard. The 20% standard at any time during the day, it's not going to be able to meet that, and you're going to have to give it an adjustment. Is that making sense?
Yeah, so the intent is... Let's preserve the sunlight in our lovely Lansu Chinese garden in the evenings all summer long.
Very good. Any further discussion? We have a motion and a second. Sue, please call the roll.
Fish. No.
Zaltzman?
No.
Udaly?
No.
Fritz. Wheeler.
No, the motion fails. Commissioner Saltzman, this is where you take a walk.
Oh, okay.
Next up, we need to amend the River Place Ordinance to replace one of the maps to ensure that the shadow study amendments that we just adopted remain in place. Rachel, would you like to briefly explain this?
Yes, this is the amendment that the mayor moved forward previously and you all voted for. We just need to replace one of the maps from the River Place Ordinance to make sure it's not undone, the amendment that you just moved. So that's the extent of this. It's I'm showing the map here. It's map 3 of 3. Want to get to the right slide here. Oh, well, it's map 3 of 3 of map 510-4, and in your packet, that is on page 17.
Very good. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion? Sue, could you please call the roll?
Fish. Fish.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz Wheeler.
Aye. Okay, that amendment passes. We'll be back on June 6th to take the final vote on the Central City 2035 plan ordinances and resolutions. That concludes the Central City 2035 matter for today. Next item will be, we go to the regular agenda.
Just before you move on,
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank Joe Zender, Rachel Hoy, Sally Edmonds, and Mark Azanis for all your work on this over the last week. I really appreciate also Brandon Spencer Hartle and Hilary Adam on the Historic Landmarks Commission. Nice try.
Very good. Next up is 556.